From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Hi there,
everybody.
Hey.
We did that at the same time. How unprofessional.
Now, I thought that was, like, extra professional.
It is so unprofessional, it comes back around the top to professional.
Well, no, it's like we scripted it.
I gotcha. In any event, this is show 006. I am Paul.
I am Storm.
And we're going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
So, wow, lots to catch up on here.
Oh, boy, yes, indeed.
Let's dive right into it.
Let's start with the fact that this podcast is coming out late because your computer died.
Yes, my laptop hard drive began to fail. I ran it to the Apple Store and they hanged onto it for 3 or 4 days. Luckily, they were able to recover about 90% of the data, and the super important stuff had already been backed up. Although, interestingly, because I've been taken to task on this on Twitter, and rightly so, I had a laptop die, I guess, a year and a half ago. The hard drive completely went kablooey and had not really backed much of anything up. And how much had I officially backed up? That's the reason I bought the Mac. And how much have I backed up on the Mac? Almost nothing.
You've learned well.
Yes, but I've stored less important stuff on it.
Well, let me ask this. So was it handled by an Apple genius?
It was, in fact, handled by several genii.
And did they have an air of competent, not quite arrogance about
them?
They
were thoroughly supercilious. Actually, no, they were nice and yes, competent, but not arrogant.
Right.
Handled it well, were extremely helpful, and very much like the ads would want you to think they would act.
Right, like the Mac guy.
Yes, and in fact, John Hodgman was hovering around behind me the entire time, whispering in my ear to go buy a PC and saying, this is what happens when you buy a Mac. But sorry, Hodgman, everything worked out. And now I have also, those of you wondering, I have downloaded Super Duper. We'll be backing up on a weekly basis. So shut up already.
I'm actually only moderately satisfied with my Mac right now.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I did the hike video, the hike from hell.
Oh, right.
And this is not an exaggeration. I had to reboot the machine about a dozen times.
Well,
to get
let's be fair then, say that you're not so much dissatisfied with your Mac as you are thoroughly dissatisfied with iMovie.
Well, that's true. That may be true, but I'm going to have to spend at least another, you know, $200 to buy another program. It's a very PC-like issue that I'm having.
Yeah.
So
it's a PC-like issue in that it is crashing every 10 minutes.
Exactly. But, you know, right now we're on our Macs and running Pro Tools, and it works like a dream. So,
lovely.
You know,
yes.
There's that.
Just oh, and speaking of movies and your Mac, let us segue into the fine job of puppetry that you did several nights ago.
Thank you. I've been preparing my whole life to do that.
Not many people know that Storm's major at the University of Maryland was in sock puppetry.
That's right. I studied in the very same sorority basement where Jim Henson applied
right.
his craft at the University of Maryland.
So your skills came to the fore the other night for podcast episode 5.5. Lovely job. Thank you for stepping up to the plate there.
I'll tell you what the hardest part was.
Go ahead.
Is I was angsting, and the thing that took the longest was deciding how to do your voice. Like, the choices were I could try to approximate your voice and your attitude and everything else, or I can go through door B and just say, screw it, just go off into left field.
Uh-huh. And your right hand made the choice for you by going off into left field?
No, I thought I was doing you.
You were trying to do me? I thought you were doing just some random puppet thing. Is that really how I act? Oh, I am ashamed.
It's totally you. No, silly Billy. Okay, enough about puppets and Macs.
Enough of that. On to more important news, such as the ongoing Felicia Day Watch.
Which you could say is over.
Felicia Day Watch is over. She has, in fact, noticed us, is following us on Twitter, and has contacted us via email to authenticate the following. It's over. Our long national nightmare has ended.
And our national holiday, that being Acknowledgement Day, is established.
September 2nd, I believe.
I have to look it up. I'm ashamed that I don't remember.
I believe that is correct. I'm sure someone can correct us, but mark it on your calendar, Acknowledgement Day, September 2nd.
So
celebrate it in a fashion you see fit, probably with maybe a creamsicle or something.
That's a good idea. And you and I have discussed this, but that it was so much fun, and
and relatively easy, I got to say.
And I think that that we should get Paul McCartney to acknowledge us.
I think that's a lovely ultimate goal, but we might have to take it in steps. So here's what's going to happen now. Since I caught all of the heat on Felicia Watch, Storm now shall bear the brunt of McCartney Watch.
Yep.
But in the interim, we'll work our way up to him, sort of like 6 degrees of McCartney style.
Mm-hmm.
So the next official semi-unreasonable get, I think we are now instituting Joss Whedon Watch.
Baby steps.
For the Paul and Storm podcast.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
See, we have to plot a course, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Between him and like Ringo, and then it's an easy
jump. It's like before you go into hyperspace, you have to plot the course so you don't end up in the middle of a star or an asteroid field.
Not that, Felicia, you're not first in our hearts, because you always will be.
Oh, of course. Of
always.
Course. So there's that. And now let us move on to the events of the past 32 hours, I would say.
The new business.
The new business being Fun in Moderation Con. Fun Mod Con 09.
Edit out that little glob of mine later.
No, I'm going to leave that in.
Ah.
Because, that's for the puppet voice that you did.
Oh. Fun Mod Con 2099.
I just
spiked the meter.
You did. Awesome job. Yeah. I'm going to have to level that out later.
Oh.
I'm leveling you.
You're making
like
everything unfun.
I do. I am the unfunninator.
The unfunner. Okay.
So
Fun Mod
Con. Let us turn back the Wayback Machine to yesterday at, I want to say, maybe 11 or noon. Yesterday being Tuesday, September 9th. And let us give the further background information that a friend of the group. Oh, hello. I'm just waiting to see if my computer just crashed. It's doing that pause save thing where it's
is it still recording?
Not sure. I think it's still recording, but it's doing that. There it is. Yes. It does that thing every once in a while where the levels stop moving while
right.
It saves something.
So a friend of ours, Jesse Thorne.
Yes. Friend of the band and NPR radio show host and podcaster Jesse Thorne hosts a show called The Sound of Young America. His website is called MaximumFun.org.
And it's a weekly podcast that we enjoy the crap out of.
Yes, let us say this. Let's get that clear up front. Jesse is a wonderful interviewer, does a great show, among other things. Nonetheless, he had decided in the past few weeks, or at least announced in the last few weeks, the putting together of Maximum Fun Con, which is happening, I want to say, next June, where he is basically just putting together what would appear to be a weekend of just cool, interesting people getting together and being awesome at a resort in California, a couple hours east of Los Angeles.
Including among the folks that are going to be there are our good friend and occasional tour mate, Jonathan Colton.
Yes, the keynote speaker is John Hodgman. I'm blanking. Jimmy Pardo, host of Never Not Funny, another great podcast, and a hilarious comedian, is hosting the comedy show, which will include Maria Bamford and a bunch of talented people. There'll be various cool podcaster types, like the guys from You Look Nice Today. Certainly Merlin Mann will be there. These are a lot of names you may or may not be familiar with. You should go Google all of them. Nonetheless, in short, a bunch of cool, interesting people. going to this thing. And it's an expensive all-inclusive weekend. It's not just like $50 and go, you know, sit and buy some comic books. This is sort of a getaway retreat, almost more so than a con, kind of like a very, very low rent TED conference, if you know what that is.
And sort of a Fabergé egg of cons.
Yes. Yes.
Very intricate and kind of expensive, but pretty exclusive.
Yes. And just cool to look at.
Yeah. And Russian.
Yes. And Russian.
Maybe not Russian.
Okay. But Slavic in some manner.
I'm sure if you trace the roots of somebody at the con, you'll find Slavic heritage.
Yeah. Remember how we said we weren't going to dwell on this? We're doing a great job of it, aren't we?
All right. Well, step it up. Step it up.
Okay. So we were, frankly, very envious of all the folks who were getting to participate in Max Fun Con, being the, you know, the glowering green-eyed souls that we are, especially myself.
But we decided we would use our powers for good instead of evil.
We took our bitterness and turned it into lemonade, like carbonated lemonade, and
only slightly sour lemonade.
Yeah, exactly, like a sort of overly sweetened country time with a few extra cups of sugar thrown in.
Or maybe it's like the Splenda stuff, so you don't really enjoy it, but you go anyway,
think,
just so
I think
people
we're dwelling
think you're
again.
Enjoying it. Well, anyway,
we are indeed dwelling. So we started Twittering. We just sort of made up the idea of Fun in Moderation Con 2009. Just as a lark, started twittering about it to get it off our chests, and it was fun. So we would keep talking about it's going to be at the Cleveland Marriott or Comfort Inn or whatever it was.
Right, and there will be a Stratego tournament.
Yeah, just Anson Williams was going to be the keynote speaker. We were trying to decide the Saturday night concert was either going to be anchored by Sha Na Na or Young MC.
You know, stuff that would be moderately fun.
Yeah. Yeah, just in moderation, though,
You don't want to stress out when you're having fun. It's about having the fun, so you do
it
moderately.
Not all of us are so extreme in our tastes as fun goes.
Well, I'd say we're extremely moderate in our fun.
Yeah, and as moderate fun goes, it's as extreme as it can get in a moderate fashion, I believe.
So we
started Twittering about this, and people started... We asked for suggestions of other things for the programming, and people started taking it and running with the concept. One gentleman drew us up a logo describing it as being five non-consecutive days in Cleveland.
On the heels of that
idea. Yes, go ahead.
Our good friend Lynn, who has done some of our art, came up with just a dead-on mascot.
Called Fatty Nano, yes.
Fatty Nano, who he offered, hey, you guys are free to rename him if you like, but there was no doubt that was it.
No, Fatty Nano was it. We knew it from the start. And we bought the URL because you can do that so cheaply anymore. So now funmodcon.com is up and running.
That's funmodcon with N as in Nancy.com.
Yes. .com, M as in Mary.
Well,
wait.
Yes,
wait.
At the end of the com.
Yes, but not the con.
No, it's Nancy Mary.
Yes, Nancy Mary.
Right.
So we were really, you know what it felt like, honestly, and I said this to him, I think I understood what it felt like to be Colton for a day, where we just sort of threw this idea out into the netter tubes, and people just started doing awesome things with it.
Well, it's sort of mini Colton because nothing's actually come of it yet. And
no, nothing like that. But just the fact that people have latched onto the concept and are like totally get it and are having a good time suggesting all kinds of other hilarious and ridiculous things. My favorite suggestion you have had so far, although I don't believe we've Twittered it, so this is an exclusive to the podcast, is we're talking about, should this ever come about, we should have a costume parade, just like
yes.
at Dragon Con, but...
Much as people are encouraged to dress up at cons, you certainly can if you come to Fun Mod Con, but you shouldn't really put yourself out too much, so the costume parade will be everybody will have a placard onto which they will describe the costume that they might make or intend to make.
You know what that is? That is a moderately fun costume parade idea right there.
It would be moderately fun because, you know, some people would come up with some pretty clever stuff, and that's, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So we're just going to see how long this train goes. Please feel free to continue to suggest programming for FunModCon 09 and
visit the website.
I think right now it's just the splash page. I think we're going to put up a very simple page after that where people can just submit comments and thoughts and ideas. Let's see where this sucker goes, because this is fun.
All right. Well, let's move on. Next week we have our first return in about 6 or 8 months to the Bob and Tom Radio Show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant our first return to public performing in 6 or 8 months.
Well,
which is what
too.
It feels like.
Well, it's been at least a month, a solid month.
Yeah, we are going to be on the Bob and Tom Radio Show on Wednesday morning. That's sort of one of our breads and butters.
We expect we'll have something new to sing. We don't know entirely what yet.
Yeah,
we know some of the what.
Yeah, but it's always a crapshoot going on there. I mean, the good kind of crapshoot. So we'll see how that turns out. We've got three dates in Indiana, and then Saturday we're south of Philly. We got a very busy October and November coming up. Let's see. Oh, we got a Song Foo song that we have to write and record sometime between now and Friday at midnight.
Yeah, like after we get off the podcast, pretty much.
We're not telling you what our ideas are, mostly because we don't have them yet, but let's be cagey and say, we got this awesome thing, but we're not going to tell you anything about it. You're just going to have to see.
If you don't know already, the theme is you need to write a song in like the dance craze style.
Yeah, you choose a famous inventor and
I was getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to ping-pong back and forth with you, but
no,
go ahead.
Cool. It's cool. No,
no,
ping.
No, no, no.
Ping your pong.
No. Let's see who can out-passive-aggressive the other at this point.
Oh, no.
I insist you finish. Storm.
Okay. Well, okay.
Because you're so good at it.
I'll time my pauses a little better. So,
don't you dare breathe. I will jump right in on that sucker.
Zert, Mart.
Zit, mit. Go ahead.
So,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
For now, I've forgotten what we were talking about. Oh, the song. Dance craze style song where you have to take an inventor or his famous invention and create some dance craze to go with it.
There you go.
So a lot of territory you can cover there.
Lot of territory to cover indeed. At this point, we are six and a half podcasts in. Is it too early to start begging for some corporate underwriting? Some sort of sponsorship?
So. Almost forgot. We do need to mention again that we do have the please contribute to our Replace the Server Fund.
Yeah, that's there. The donate button is there on paulandstorm.com with each podcast posting there.
And many of you have, and we thank you for that.
Yes,
and we're amazed by that.
Genuinely appreciate the fact that people are actually willing to throw money at us for what we're doing here.
But we do.
It seems like a podcast cliche. Like, wow, people are listening to us, and we're just here in our mom's basement. But that's genuine. We really we do appreciate it when we get word from folks, and
more importantly,
money from them.
I'm on a roller coaster, not just some basement.
your house is a roller coaster?
My house is a roller coaster.
Which type of roller coaster is it? Is it a like a steel rail suspended with the dangly legs, or an old-style wooden roller coaster?
It's an old-style metal dangly leg roller coaster.
Oh, or is it one of those little like mouse things like you'd go to the seashore or the boardwalk? Like it's just a little two-person car that goes and does lots of left and right turns, but not a lot of up and down?
Okay, I didn't want to say it. I'm actually in an abandoned mine, but
okay.
It's much more interesting than just my mom's basement.
Here come those meddling kids to mess with you.
So anyway, thanks for that.
Yeah, I think that's plenty good to cover. We're, I think, hitting the 18-minute mark shortly. So
just about.
Another successful podcast. There will be a song playing us out. Don't know what it is, but we'll figure it out soon enough.
And he's Paul.
And that other guy is Storm.
And we've been talking about stuff for 10 to 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. On.
Something like that.
Stuff.
Be good.
Do that thing and other things as well.
And don't forget to do stuff.
And things.
You just had to have the last word.
little girl is so shy. She doesn't have any friends, just her dollies. And she talks to them all the time. And I wondered, what does she talk about? So one day I listened, and this is what she said. I wonder who my daddy is. I wonder who. Is he the man? Came by some time, then went away. Is he the man who telephones and speaks so low? And mommy's voice is shaky when she says hello. Is he the tall man who held me on his knee? Is he the short man? Grandma says he can't be found. He won't come back because he drowned. Yet every place I look, in every face I see, it's on my mind. I've got to find this part of me. Is he a car or own a bar? Or fly the sky. I wonder who my daddy is until I die.